我哋今日嘅经文系嚟自历代至上耶九章六到二十节。
The scripture reading for today is in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29, verses 6 to 20.
我们首先会用广东话读，然后再用英文读。
We'll be reading this first in Cantonese and then in English.
历代至上29章6节，于是众族长和以色列各支派的首领、千夫长、百夫长并监管王宫的官长都乐意献上，他们为神殿的使用献上金子5000他连德，零一万达利克，银子一万他连德，铜一万八千他连德，铁十万他连德。凡有宝石的都交给格顺人耶揭，送入耶和华殿的库库。因这些人诚心乐意献给耶和华，百姓就喜欢，大卫王也大大喜欢，所以大卫在会众面前称颂耶和华说，耶和华我们父以色列的神是应当称颂直到永永远远的。耶和华啊，尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是你的，凡天上地下的都是你的，国度也是你的，并且你为至高，为万有之首，丰富尊荣都从你而来，你也治理万物，在你手里有大能大力，使人尊大强盛都出于你。我们的神啊，现在我们称谢你，赞美你荣耀的名。我算什么？我的民算什么？竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的都献给你，我们在你面前是客旅，是寄居的，与我们的列祖一样，我们在世的日子如影儿，不能长存。耶和华我们的神啊，我们预备这许多材料，要为你的圣名建造殿宇，都是从你而来，都是属你的。我的神啊，我知道你察验人心，喜悦正直，我以正直的心乐意献上这一切物。现在我喜欢见你的民在这里，都是乐意奉献于你。耶和华我们列祖阿伯拉罕、以撒、以色列的神啊，求你使你的民常存这样的心思意念，坚定他们的心归向你。又求你赐我儿子所罗门诚实的心，遵守你的命令，发道列律例，成就这一切的事，用我所预备的建造殿宇。大卫对会众说，你们应当称颂耶和华你们的神。于是会众称颂耶和华他们列祖的神，低头拜耶和华与王。
First Chronicles chapter 29. Then the family leaders, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the generals and captains of the army, and the king's administrative officers all gave willingly. For the construction of the temple of God, they gave about 188 tons of gold, 10,000 gold coins, 375 tons of silver, 675 tons of bronze, and 3,750 tons of iron. They also contributed numerous precious stones, which were deposited in the treasury of the house of the Lord under the care of Jael, a descendant of Gershon. The people rejoiced over the offerings, for they had given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord, and King David was filled with joy. Then David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly. O Lord, the God of our ancestor Israel, may you be praised forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Everything in the heavens and on the earth is yours, O Lord, and this is your kingdom. We adore you as the one who is over all things. Wealth and honor come from you alone, for you rule over everything. Power and might are in your hand, and at your discretion, people are made great and given strength. O our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. But who am I, and who are my people, that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us. We are here only for a moment, visitors and strangers in the land as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. O Lord, our God, even this material we have gathered to build a temple to honor your holy name comes from you. It all belongs to you. I know, my God, that you examine our hearts and rejoice when you find integrity there. You know I have done all this with good motives, and I have watched your people offer their gifts willingly and joyously. O Lord, the God of our ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, make your people always want to obey you. See to it that their love for you never changes. Give my son Solomon the wholehearted desire to obey all your commands, laws, and decrees, and to do everything necessary to build this temple, for which I have made these preparations. Then David said to the whole assembly, give praise to the Lord your God. And the entire assembly praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors, and they bowed low and knelt before the Lord and the King.
愿神祝福读同埋听佢话语嘅人。
May God bless the readers and hearers of his words.
今日程牧师讲到嘅题目系把上帝成为个人的上帝，不是机械式跟随。
The message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is treat God personally, not mechanically.
Waiting for my translator, my good friend Raymond.
I'm here.
Good morning. You know, this is the last episode in the Book of Chronicles.
这个是历代志最后的一节的故事。
And King David is at the end of his life. He's about to die.
大卫王就来是临终的时候。
Israel, God's people, have prospered under the reign of David.
以色列人在大卫王的带领之下他们过得很好。
Their nation was unified. Their nation was fortified like never before.
他们的国家联合起来，他们的国家也都是守护得很好。
Under King David's reign, there was more prosperity and more strength than ever before in the nation of Israel.
以色列在大卫王在位年间，他们是更加富庶，是以前没有过。
It was so apparent that God had been with Israel under the reign of King David.
在大卫王在位的时候，神是与以色列人同在。
Now, as human beings, you and I know that change to us comes hard.
我们都知道我们要改变是不容易的。
And so the people of God, Israel, were fearful that David's departure, what would happen to them?
所以以色列人就怕当大卫离世的时候有什么事会发生。
And David addresses this in this passage in 1 Chronicles 29.
咁大卫喺历代志上二十九章就系对呢啲会众去讲说话。
Now, for the sake of time, we didn't read the first six verses of 1 Chronicles 29.
咁啊，因为时间关系，我哋冇读到第廿九章嘅一至到五节。
But in verse 1, which again we didn't read.I can summarize for you. This is the reason why Israel was afraid.
咁第一节我可以同你去总结一下，呢个就系以色列人所惧怕嘅事。
Solomon, one of David's sons, was his successor, and he was very young and inexperienced.
咁所罗门即将系继任成为王，因为佢当时仲系年轻同埋冇经验。
And the people were saying, "We're not so sure that young Solomon is ready to be our king."
咁啲人就话啊，我哋唔肯定呢个咁年轻嘅所罗门能够即系可以系做我哋嘅王喎。
In other words, the people of God, Israel, were just like us. They were saying, "We're concerned. We're concerned about the future of our nation."
佢哋就好似我哋咁样，佢哋系担心佢哋国家嘅将来系点样。
And this was a problem because David, or the king of Israel, was sort of a human bridge to connect to God.
大卫当时嚟讲就好似人同神之间嘅一道桥梁咁样。
Like Moses before David, there was always for Israel someone, some leader who connected them to Almighty God.
就好似摩西喺之前一样，喺当时总会有一个人系将人同埋神系做一个桥梁喺中间。
That's how Israel in the Old Testament thought things worked between God and them.
呢个就系当时点样喺神同埋人之间系进行。
Right, they like us.Are seeking God or trying to figure that out? How to?
佢哋好似咁样，我哋咁样，我哋去寻求神，同埋谂紧点样嘅方法。
They feel like there's a gap between God and them or ourselves.
佢哋就觉得当时人同埋神之间有个罅隙喺中间，好似我哋咁。
And just like Israel, we feel that we might need someone to guide us to draw near to God.
好似以色列人咁样，我哋都以为觉得我哋需要有一个人去带领我哋，我哋点样可以靠近神、亲近神
？You know, those of you who are Christians, you know about that. A friend, a counselor, a small group leader, a pastor has helped fill that role, right? That gap between God and us.
你哋基督徒你都知道，就好似你嘅小组嘅组长，或者系你嘅领袖，或者系教会嘅牧师啊，点样去带领我哋喺？神，我哋同埋神之间做一个桥梁。
This is why gospel community is so very important.
所以福音嘅群体系几咁重要。
Because we need help to know God, and without a gospel-centered community in general, we don't have that help.
我哋需要人帮助我哋系同神嘅关系。如果冇呢个福音嘅群体喺当中，我哋系冇呢个帮助。
When we experience God together.And we see others drawing near the Lord, and God sending people our way. That helps us in the Christian life.
当我哋去睇到神同埋人去靠近嘅时候，或者睇到人去帮助我哋，我睇到神同人之间嘅经历嘅时候，系能够帮助我哋成长。
And as you look back, you see the pattern. You see how God has worked through person after person as they've come into your life.
Excuse me. 当你睇翻以前嘅经历嘅时候，你睇到神点样带领人嚟到你生命里边去帮助你去认识神。
But like everything else in life, as time goes on, situations change.
但好似系好多其他生命里边嘅事情一样，当时间过去嘅时候，呢啲状况都会改变。
People move away. People move on.
有人会离开，有人去继续佢哋行佢嘅路。
And we start to wonder how things will now work out for us.
我哋就谂我哋之后嘅路系点样行咧
？How will God be working in our midst now, since so and so isn't here?
某某离开咗喺我生命里边离开咗之后，神点样喺我生命里边继续工作咧
？And this uncertainty is our problem.And was Israel's problem.
喺呢个不定嘅环境嘅里边，就好似系我哋嘅问题，同样系当时以色列人嘅问题。
And so, what does King David point his people to as the solution in 1 Chronicles 29?
咁大卫喺当中点样系为以色列人提供一个解决办法咧
？Well, as you can see on the slide before you, he tells us right away in verses 1 and 2.
咁喺呢个喺呢度第一、第二节，大卫就直接讲咗俾佢哋听。
Again, you see this on the screen. With all my resources, I have provided, that's King David, for the temple of my God.
他说大卫说我为我的神呢 我为我的神的殿呢已经尽力预备。
See, this whole passage and also the chapters before this in Chronicles, this whole passage is about the building of the temple of God under Solomon's kingship.
咁刚才读过经文同埋之前嗰一章嘅历代志嘅圣经，其实都系讲紧喺所罗门带领之下，将会点样去起圣殿。
What's going on here? Does David want a monument in remembrance of him?
点解咧？系咪大卫想建立一个纪念碑去纪念佢自己咧？
No, he's not after a nicer skyline for the city of Jerusalem.
他并不是要在耶路撒冷去建一个更高的建筑物去整得靓啲。
In fact, his motivation is the opposite.
反之，他的动机是相反。
If those of you who are familiar, and probably not many of you are familiar with Chronicles, not many of us have our devotions in Chronicles, but if you look back in chapter 28,David originally calls the officials together.
咁如果你睇翻之前一章第二十八章嘅时候咧，大卫就叫晒嗰啲官员一齐。
It says there that David summons all the officials of Israel to assemble in the city of Jerusalem.
咁大卫就叫晒喺耶路撒冷嘅所有嘅官员，以色列嘅官员嚟到耶路撒冷嗰度。
You know what David tells them in 1 Chronicles 28?I had in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord. I've made plans to build it.
他说我心有个意愿就是为神的约柜去做一个居所。我已经有计划去怎样去起这个圣殿。
Do you see the importance of this?
你看到这有多重要呢?
What's so special?About building a place of rest with the Ark of the Covenant.
你睇唔睇到建立一个地方去将呢个约柜安置喺入边有几咁重要
？Well, what David is saying here is, I'm not the bridge that you need to God.
大卫所讲嘅就系话，我并唔系嗰个将你引领到去神嗰中间嗰个桥梁。
You really don't need me or a person like me.
他说你不需要我或者另外一个人做同样的事。
You don't really need a replacement for me.
你不需要有人去代替我。
What you do need is the presence of the living God himself in your very midst.
你所需要的就是神在你当中的同在。
God himself needs to be in the midst of your individual lives, in the middle.In the center, in the midst of your society, in the midst of your corporate life.
神是需要在你的社会，在你群体的生活，还有在你个人的生活上面当中去同在。
That's what you need, says King David.
大卫说那个才是你最需要的。
And so I want you to go directly to God himself and get his presence, not on the periphery of your life, at the very core, center.Of your life.
所以我希望你去到神那里是在你的生命的中心，不是你生命周围的东西。
To understand what David is longing for here, you need to understand something about the history in the Old Testament of the Ark of the Covenant.
那我们要明白大卫这个心意，我们就需要明白到神那个约柜的一些历史。
And if you read 1 and 2 Samuel,And 1st and 2nd Chronicles, you'll be reading the entire biography of David.
咁如果你睇撒母耳记同埋历代志上下呢啲经文嘅时候，就睇到大卫整个嘅生平。
And you'll notice the ark is a very major theme of his life.
你就会睇到约柜系喺大卫生命嘅一个其中一个主题。
Originally, the ark was made by Moses.Under the direction of God.
约柜原本是由摩西被神所指派去建造。
The Ark of the Covenant is a wooden box overlaid with gold.
约柜就是一个木箱是用是镶金的。
And on top of it is a slab of gold called the mercy seat.
而在上面呢有一塊的金是铸成一个所谓的施恩座。
Overshadowing the mercy seat facing the center are two angels, cherubims with wings.
咁而係对住呢个施恩座有两边係相对嘅就係两个天使或者係基路伯我哋叫做。
And this was the bridge between God and Israel.
呢个就係喺神同埋以色列人之间嘅桥梁。
We're told in the Old Testament that the Ark of the Covenant was the only object in the Holy of Holies in the Tabernacle.
这个约柜也是在这个会幕至圣所里面唯一的一样东西。
The Tabernacle was that temporary tent where the people of God met with God in their wandering in the wilderness.
这个会幕就是当以色列人在旷野里面流浪的时候是同神去遇见的地方。
Holy of Holies was one place you couldn't go except the high priest did once a year on Yom Kippur.
咁呢个至圣所呢个会幕最终嘅地方呢个至圣所就系呢个大祭司每年进入一次喺赎罪日里面去入去。
Right? On Yom Kippur, which was just celebrated about a week ago, one day, per year.He went back, the priest went back there and took the blood of the sacrifice to atone for the sins of the people.
赎罪日就是每年一次这个祭司将这个祭牲的血是带入这个会幕里面为人去赎罪。
And spread the blood of that animal on the mercy seat on the slab over the ark.
他将血呢就是撒在这个约柜上面这个施恩座的上面。
And above the slab, above the ark, there appeared the Shekinah, the glory of God.
而在这个施恩座的上面，这个约柜的上面，神的荣耀就出现。
This was the holy, transcendent, immediate, royal, life-changing presence of God.
这个就是神的圣洁，他那个超然，他那个转变生命的神的同在。
And the sins that were separating us from God,Are the gap.
而我们的罪就是那个将我们跟神去隔住分开那个鸿沟。
When the blood was sprinkled, God appeared.
当这个血洒在上面的时候神就出现。
And as you can see on the screen before you, therefore the Ark of the Covenant is a sign of the presence of God.
所以这个约柜就是这个神同在的一个表示。
So David's not after a monument in remembrance of him as he passes on.
所以大卫他想到他将要离世的时候他不是要为自己建立一个纪念碑。
What David is emphasizing and saying here is, I want you, the people of God, to know the presence of God.
大卫想讲的就是他对以色列人所叫他们要重视的就是说我想你知道神的同在。
Now, some of you know about the Ark of the Covenant because you have read the Old Testament.
咁你读过旧约圣经都知道呢个约柜嘅事情。
And you'll know when Moses and Joshua were coming up from Egypt to the Promised Land, the Ark was a very, very powerful object.
当摩西同埋约书亚离开埃及去进入，即系向住迦南地去前进嘅时候，我哋知道呢个约柜系一个好有能力嘅一件物件。
There were incidents recorded in the scriptures that when you touched it, you died because it was holy.
圣经都有记载到，当有啲人去掂到呢个约柜咧，佢哋就会死，因为呢个约柜系圣洁嘅。
You might remember the very famous Battle of Jericho.
你可能会记得吓耶利哥呢个好出名嘅战争。
Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher. You taught your children about that song about the wall of Jericho tumbling down.
咁你都可能去听过主后嘅老师，或者你教过你嘅细路仔唱嗰首歌，关于呢个耶利哥嘅城墙去倒塌。
Israelites fought Jericho.
以色列人去攻打耶利哥。
And God knocked all the walls down so they could take over the city.
神使到呢个耶利哥嘅城墙去倒塌，以致以色列人可以去进入呢个城。
And that Ark of the Covenant, symbolic of the presence of God.Was right there in that scene.
而在这个战，在当时那场仗的里面，神的约柜也都在当中。
because the Israelites walked around that wall seven times, according to the Bible and according to the instructions of God, with the Ark of the Covenant, and they praised God as the walls came tumbling down.
在圣经里面记载，神指示以色列人带着这个约柜是绕住这个耶利哥城行七次，然后大声呼喊，这个城墙就倒塌了。
Now, centuries later, the Ark of the Covenant is in the tabernacle and the priest is Eli.
咁在几百年之后，这个约柜在这个会幕的当中，而当时的祭司就是以利。
And in the days of Eli the priest, Israel had become corrupt.
咁当时是以利做祭司的时间，这个以色列国当中有很多的败坏。
It was a society which it was corrupt from top to bottom.
这个败坏是由这个社会的上层到下层。
And at the top, the powerful people were filled with corruption.
在上的有权势的人是腐败。
And the masses of people in Israel were filled with idolatry and immorality.
而以色列人当中也都充满着拜偶像和是不道德的事。
In other words, it was a very corrupt society.
是整个社会的败坏。
And the Israelites were fighting against the Philistines, their arch enemy, and the battle and war was going badly for them.
当时的以色列人他们的敌人就是非利士人，他们的战争是成日都是输的。
And then,one of the Israelites suddenly remembered the taking of the city of Jericho in the past.
而在当时某一个人就记得他们以前是当他们怎样去打赢耶利哥。
And the Israelites remembered the Ark of the Covenant.
跟着他们就记起这个约柜。
They recalled that no one could touch it directly and live.
他们记得没人可以去掂这个约柜并且可以存活的。
So the Israelite leaders brought the ark into the camp of the Israelite soldiers, and everybody cheered.
所以当时的领袖呢，就将这个约柜带到去以色列的军营的里面，然后大家都兴奋欢呼。
And then he went out to meet the Philistines with the Ark of the Covenant.
他们就将这个约柜带到去战场里面去迎战这个非利士人。
And do you know what happened?
那什么事发生呢？跟着。
Surprise, the Israelites got slaughtered.
以色列人居然打输了。
30,000 Israelite soldiers were killed.
30,000的以色列兵被杀。
And then the Philistines, the enemies of Israel, put their hands on the ark. Nothing happened to them.
然后非利士人得到这个约柜，他们将手放在这个约柜上面，但没事发生。
Philistines said, well, that proves our God is better than the God of Israel.
非利士人就很开心地说了，证明了我们的神比以色列人的神是更加伟大。
And then Philistines, for a trophy, put the ark in Philistine town after town. And guess what happened?
咁非利士人呢，就以这个约柜好像一个战利品这样去在摆在他的城市不同的城市里面去耀武扬威。
Those Philistines in those towns were wiped out by a plague.
但是当这个约柜摆在某一个城镇里面的时候，这个城镇呢就会有瘟疫发生。
When the Philistines first touched the ark, nothing hurt them.
在非利士人当第一次要掂这个约柜的时候，没事发生，他们没有受伤。
But then later,every place they put that ark, they saw devastation in the whole nation of Philistine.
但是当他们将这个约柜安置在他们自己的地方的时候，瘟疫就发生，去整到整个非利士人的国家都去震惊。
The scriptures tell us then that they stuck it on a wagon with two cows, no driver, and sent it quickly back to Israel.
最后怎样呢？他们就将这个约柜放在一个牛车里面，给两只牛拖住，没人去驾驶的，然后将这个约柜送回去给以色列。
When you and I read this history of Israel and the ark, what's going on?
当你看这个约柜的历史的时候，有什么事发生呢？其实
right, on the one hand, over here, you touch that ark, you die.
一方面你掂过约柜你就会死。
Over there, you touch the ark, nothing happens.
但在另一边呢，佢掂过约柜又冇嘢发生。
Over here, we bring it into battle, you win the battle.
咁喺呢方面，你将呢个约柜带去战场上边，你打赢仗。
Over there, you take it into battle, you lose.
但系如果你有啲人又将呢个约柜带去另一个战场上边，佢哋又输咗。
What does all this mean?
呢啲咁样系代表咩呢？
Well, practically, you can't put God, who is sovereign, in a box.
就系话你唔可以将呢个有主权嘅神好似放喺一个盒嘅里边。
God's presence is never tied to an object, or to any person, or to any method.
神嘅同在并唔系在于某一件嘅物件、某一个人或者某一种嘅方法。
In other words, you and I can't control God.
换句话讲，就系话你同我都唔能够控制神。
You can't control the move an object, a person, or a method.
亦都唔在于某一件嘅物件或者系某一个方法。
You cannot trick, conjure, manipulate the living God.
你唔可以任何嘅方法去诱使到神去做一啲嘢，或者你要用呢个气法去帮佢去扭转。
You can't channel him. You can't control him. He's not a tame God.
你唔能够控制佢，你唔能够去带领佢，佢唔系被我哋去顺服嘅。
God is king, the ultimate king. He's the sovereign one. He's uncontrollable.
神系呢个王，系有主权嘅，佢唔系可以俾我哋控制。
And that means no sacrament, baptism or the Lord's Supper or any ritual automatically confers God's grace unless you have faith, faith in your heart, the core of your being.
就即是说不是任何的圣礼，譬如是洗礼或者是圣餐或者任何的风俗或者任何的举动，可以自然的将神的恩典去带到给你，除非你有信心在你的心里面。
Or in other words, as you see on the screen before you, you can't tie the presence of God automatically to a process.
换句话说，你不能够去将神的同在同某一个步骤或者是工序去联合起来。
No human person, no leader, no minister can automatically confer God's grace on you.That's idolatry.
冇一个人或者领袖或者系牧者可以自然嘅将神嘅恩典去授予俾你。如果系咁样做，呢个就系拜偶像。
You know, since March, we've been going through stressful times.
由三月嘅开始，我哋就经历一个好大嘅压力嘅时间。
And you know what you and I are tempted to do? Give up on God.
你知唔知我哋系尝试，我哋好被诱惑去做乜嘢咧？就系话我哋放弃神，我哋想放弃神。
And you might be thinking to yourself, well, you know, I'm a decent person. I've lived a good and moral life.
你同我都可能会谂啊，我系一个几好嘅人，我过一个都算系几有道德嘅生活啦。
I've exercised self-control.
我有自制。
I've tried so hard to live the good life compared to others.
对比起其他人，我尝试去过一个更加好嘅生活。
Why isn't God helping me in this difficulty?
咁点解神喺我呢个困境嘅里边，并冇去帮助我呢？
I've asked God for this. I've asked God for that. It hasn't happened.
我求神呢样嘢，我求神嗰样嘢，但系到而家好似都冇发生。
This isn't right. I've tried so hard to live the good life.
我已经好尽力去尝试去过一个好嘅生活。
I don't ask God for a lot, and these present circumstances, they're really killing me.
我好似冇去要过分向神要求好多嘅嘢，但系而家咁嘅环境好似喺度，好似要杀死我咁样。
Do you know what you're saying when you're echoing those words?
你知唔知你讲紧呢啲说话嘅时候，你讲紧乜嘢咧？实在
，You're basically saying God is a genie in a lamp。
你讲紧嘅就系话神就好似一个嗰、那个神灯里边嗰个精灵。
And you're rubbing that lamp by being a good person.
你咧去点样擦嗰个灯咧？就系、是、藉住你过一个好人嘅生活。
And you've been rubbing that lamp for a while, and now you say you deserve three wishes.
咁你一路去擦呢个灯，你跟住话我配得要有三个愿望。
God is not a God you can put in a box.
呢个神唔系我哋可以放喺一个盒里边。
His presence is never tied to an object or a person or a method because he cannot be controlled.
佢唔可以藉住某一样嘢、某一个人或者某一个方法去使我哋去见到神嘅同在，因为我哋唔能够控制神。
You cannot manipulate, you cannot conjure God.
你唔可以控制佢，唔可以用一啲方法去使佢做一啲嘢。
And if you're doing that, you're not really seeking the presence of God.
如果你咁样做嘅时候，你并唔系去寻求神嘅同在。
What you're really doing is trying to turn objects, methods, people into the bridge when they're not the bridge.
因为如果你咁做嘅时候，你就将嗰啲嘢或者嗰个方法或者嗰个人去使佢成为你同神之间嘅桥梁，但其实佢哋并唔可以咁样做。
And King David, in his old age, is saying here, stop looking at these things. Go get God yourself.
大卫喺当时所讲嘅就系话，你哋唔好再去睇呢啲嘢，你要自己去到神嗰度。
Get the presence of God himself in the middle of your life instead of working on all these other kind of mediators. You're mistakenly making them your way of knowing God.
大卫就系叫啲人，你要自己去到神嘅同在嘅里边，你唔好再去揾其他嘢做当中嘅桥梁。
See, don't misunderstand what I'm saying here.
你唔好误会我头先讲嘅嘢。
This doesn't mean that if you want the presence of God in the midst, in the center of your life, you don't do anything.
并唔系话你喺你生命里边去揾要去揾神嘅同在，就系话你坐喺度乜都唔做。
On the one hand, he is sovereign, untamable. You can't control him.
冇错，佢系有主权，你唔能够控制佢。
But there is a practice, a methodology to follow, and you'll see this on slide 5.
因为是有一些东西是我们可以去跟随的。
What are you and I to do to get
我们要做什么呢?
Into the presence of Almighty God?
我们要做什么使我们可以进入到神的同在里面?
What's the practice? What's the methodology that we ought to be doing?
有什么方法我们需要做呢?
What's David doing in 1 Chronicles 28 and 29?
大卫在历代志上28、29章是做什么呢?
Well, you'll see what he's doing on the next slide. He's unconditionally giving of himself to the Lord.
他是无条件的将自己献上给神。
You'll see this in verses 3 to 5, 17 and 19 in the text.
在经文的三至到五节、十七节和十九节，你看到。
He says, again, I'll summarize verses 3 to 5. Now, who is willing to consecrate himself today to the Lord?
他说今天有谁乐意将自己献给耶和华呢?
Again, consecration is absolute, unconditional self-giving.
去献上自己就是绝对的、无条件的将自己献上。
I look at the end of verse 19, which I have on the slide right here, and give my son Solomon the wholehearted devotion to keep your commands, requirements, and decrees.
在19节的下半部，他说又求你赐我儿子所罗门诚实的心，遵守你的命令、法度、律例。
Right before you is verse 17. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity.
咁喺之前嘅十七节，佢又话：我的神啊，我知道你察验人心，喜悦正直。
And verse 5, David says, I've given this money. Now, who else is going to?
咁喺第五节，大卫话：我已经将呢啲金钱物资去俾咗你，而家有边个愿意去俾咧？
The word self-giving covers every aspect of your being.
去献上自己其实是包括了你生命的每一个层面部分。
What did Israel do wrong?
以色列人做错了什么呢?
The battle was going badly with the Philistines.
他们从跟非利士人打的仗经常输。
They brought in the Ark of the Covenant.
他将约柜带入去。
They didn't change their lives.
但是他们并没有改变他们的生命。
They still were corrupt. They still were immoral. They didn't repent. We can bring the box, they said. Just bring the box into the battle.
他们说不如只是将个约柜带入去战场里面啦。
You know what they were doing? They were practicing magic.
他们做紧乜嘢呢？就是说他们想去变魔术。
Because you know what magic is? Magic is seeking the power of God without giving your very life.
魔术就是什么呢?就是说要寻求神的能力,但是并没有将你的生命去献上。
Magic is trying to get the divine power without discipleship, without following the living God.
魔术就是说尝试去得到神的能力,但是并没有去委身去向神去跟随神。
You're trying to get God's power without self-giving.
你并没有将自己献上而妄想得到神的能力。
You want the divine power without a whole life commitment of unconditional surrender.
你又不愿意将自己的生命完全的委身是无条件的去降服在神的面前而想得到神的能力。
That's manipulation, that's magic.
那种就是叫做魔术。
You're just trying to control God. He's not controllable.He's not tameable.
你只是想去控制神，但是实在神是不能够去被你控制。
If he's uncontrollable, you might think there's nothing to do then to invite his presence in.
如果他不能够被你控制的时候，你可能会想下，你都没什么东西可以将他邀请，将他同在去带入你那里。
Well, the first thing you can do is stop trying to control him.
但第一样嘢你可以做嘅就系话要去停止去控制神。
Because the principle is pretty clear. If you try to control God, it negates the presence of God.
嗰个原则好明显嘅就系话，如果你尝试控制神嘅时候，其实你否定咗神嘅同在。
By saying I won't control him, that he is God, he is sovereign, that invites in the presence of God.
你不再控制神的时候，你反之你就是邀请神去进入你那里。
How do you not control him?
你怎样可以不去控制他呢?
You trust and obey him.
你就是要相信他，顺服他。
You say your purpose in your life is what the Bible says it is. You are to know God and serve him.
你要知道你生命的目的就是圣经所讲的，就是说是跟随他去顺服他。
That's what it means to glorify God and enjoy him forever.
这个就是说怎样去荣耀神同埋去享受神。
You delight to be with him and you give your life to him without any conditions.
就是说你喜悦去同他一起，同埋你愿意系无条件嘅将你自己嘅生命献上。
If you say, "Oh God, I want to come to church, I want to obey you, I want to clean up my life," if you just help me with this or that.
如果你话阿神啊，我想嚟教会，我想嚟顺服你，我就想你去清理好我嘅生命，咁你去帮我做呢啲做嗰啲。
And we usually fill in the blank with what we desire.
你可以去就是填好这些空白的地方，就是说你想要那些东西就填了。
We can manipulate God in this way too. I'll serve you if you don't let this bad thing happen to me.
你又可以这样讲，其实是控制神，就是说啊，我会服侍你的，如果你不要使这些这么坏的东西在我生命里面发生，我就会服侍你了。
Whatever you fill in the blank with, you know what that is? You're non-negotiable.Idol.
其实那样东西就是你自己的偶像。
That's what I have to have.
我一定要有这些东西。
I'll serve you if, God, you do this or that.
他说你会服侍你如果神你做为我做这些这些东西。
And what you're giving to God, what you're offering to him, is not unconditional.
变成就是说你献上给神的东西并不是无条件的献上。
It's subject to your appeasement, what you get out of God.
这个就好像完全在于你在神里面可以得到什么，你可以得到什么满足。
And that means you're conjuring God, you're negotiating for the false God that you're presently living for.
其实你就是想去控制神，你去尝试去讨价还价，你为那个神，你所想的一个神去活。
Truth of the matter is, you haven't completely given yourself to God.
你并没有完全的将自己去献上给神。
So you have to be willing to say, I'm going to obey whether I understand things or not.
你是需要去向神说，我愿意去顺服，无论我明不明白都好。
I'm going to bring glory to your name and serve you no matter what happens, no matter what circumstances surround me.
你需要跟神说，无论我有什么事发生，或者我处境是怎样，我都愿意去服侍你。
Yes, we want blessing, but ultimately, it's up to God.
没错，我们想得到祝福，但是这些始终都是完全在于神。
You see, unless you say, I'm going to continue to serve, despite the circumstances, despite the setbacks, then you're not really seeking the presence of God.
如果你不是说，无论我处境怎样，我都愿意去服侍你，否则你其实不是想得到神的同在。
And you'll see this on slide 7, until you drop your conditions, until you take your hands off your life, you're negating the presence of God.
如果你不将你的手拿开，不去尝试去控制这个生命的时候，你其实是
That means you're not inviting the presence of God into your life.
也就是说你不是邀请神的同在进入你生命里面。
That means you have to treat God personally, personhood, instead of mechanically.
换句话说，你对神是要一个个人层面上去对待神，不是一个机械式的。
Let me give you an example, a pretty obvious one. You know, what if somebody came to you and said, I love you, I want to marry you.
例如有一个人来到跟你说，我爱你，我想你跟我结婚。
And you say to that person, why do you love me? Why do you want to marry me?
那你就问那个人，你为什么爱我，你为什么想和我结婚呢？
And the person replies, well, your family's connections are great. They're going to open up so many doors for my career.
那个人就跟你说，你家庭的网络很庞大，可以为我的事业打开很多方便的门。
Will you marry me?
你会不会跟我结婚呢？
Of course, you're going to say, no way, no way, right?
当然你会说，当然不会啦。
Why do you love me and want to marry me?
你为什么爱我，为什么想跟我结婚啊？
A person might say, oh, I like the fact that your trust fund is a huge portfolio.
那个人可能跟你说，你有那个家产的基金很庞大。
Can help me feel secure and feel comfortable.
你可以使到我有这个安全感，还有我可以过一个很舒适的生活。
Will you marry me?
你会不会跟我结婚啊？
No, no way.
当然不会啦。
Right, what's the obvious reason? You're not a commodity. You don't want me for me. You want me for something I can give you.
原因是什么呢？就是说你想要的并不是我，你待我好像一个商品一样，你想要的就是我有那些。And
of course, that's dehumanizing someone or objectifying someone.
这个动作就是使到一个人就变成一件物件，或者是使到他去除了他的人性。
And when you find out that person is just using you, you withdraw from their presence, right?
如果你见到那个人其实是利用紧你的时候，你当然会远离他了。
Don't you think God would do the same thing if you're just using him?
如果你同样的去想 去利用神的时候，难道神不会去做同样的事就是离开你吗？
The Bible says God is three persons in one. He's a person.
圣经讲神是三位一体的，他是位格的。
He's holy, he's infinite, he's transcendent, but he's a person.
他是无限的，他是圣洁的，他超越一切，但是他是有位格的。
He's not a force.
He's 他不是一种的能力。
He's not something you channel, you conjure up to.
不是那些东西，那个力你可以去控制，你可以将他引导的。
He's a person.
他是一个有位格、有性情的人。
In other words, unless you say, I'm going to serve you without condition, what you're really saying is, I don't want you, God.I want what I get. I want what I get from you.
如果你不是讲话我愿意无条件的去服侍你的时候，你实在是讲的话，我不是要神，我只是想要从你里面去得到一些东
西。Until you say, I want to serve you, Lord, to get you, to get close to you, then you don't really want the presence of God.
如果你不是跟他讲话，神我想去服侍你，为了要得着你的时候，其实你不是真的去想得到神的同在。
The Bible makes clear you're not going to get his presence.
你实在不会得到神的同在。
See, wholehearted devotion. You have to want him for himself, for who he is.
你个系全心全意嘅去委身，你想得到嘅神自己。
That's integrity of heart。
呢个就系心嘅正直。
That's consecration。
呢个就系奉献。
That invites the very presence of God。
呢个就系去邀请到神嘅同在。
Now obviously you and I ought to be doing that。
你同我系应该要咁样做。
That's the practice part of the, receiving God's presence. What's the promise portion?
我哋刚才讲嘅就系话我哋点样寻求神嘅同在要做嘅嘢。咁呢个神嘅同在有乜嘢应许咧？
Well, what also needs to be seen and understood, and said in conjunction with what we've just said is in the text also.
咁我哋所讲嘅就系话讲到同神关于所罗门嘅一段说话。
Right, it's in the following Old Testament books, right? Solomon. What happens to Solomon, David's son, who's the next king? What happens to him?
咁所罗门啊，大卫嘅儿子，下一个以色列嘅王，有咩事发生喺佢嗰度咧？
He's very inconsistent in his life.
佢嘅生命并唔系一致嘅。
He doesn't live a life of wholehearted devotion to the Lord.
他的生命并没有完全的向神的委身。
In fact, no one does.
但事实上其实没有一个人是这样。
But let me ask you, those of you who are familiar with the Old Testament, does the temple get built?
这个圣殿有没有最终是被建成呢？
Absolutely.
当然。
Does the glory of God come in?
神的荣耀有没有来到呢？
Yes.
是有。
Are the people of God so wholeheartedly devoted that God's glory stays there in the temple?
那神以色列人有没有全心的去向神的委身，去使到神的荣耀停下留在那里呢？
No.
是并没有这样。
In fact, if you go to the book of Ezekiel, chapters 8 to 11, you'll see what God does.
如果你看以西结书八章到十一章的时候，你看到神在当时做了什么。
Just as Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians, another large enemy of Israel, come to invade Israel, God gives Ezekiel a vision of the glory of God.
就是当尼布甲尼撒和这个巴比伦的大军要入侵以色列的时候， 神俾以西结去睇到神嘅荣耀嘅异象。
The kabod or the royal presence of God is leaving the temple for good.
神嘅同在离开咗呢个圣殿。
And he is leaving because of the immorality, the idolatry of God's people, the children of Israel.
就系因为当时以色列人嘅佢哋嘅拜偶像嘅行径。
Because you know what the Israelites did?
以色列人做乜嘢咧？
They're just going through the rituals, going through the sacrifices.
佢哋只系要去行呢啲礼仪，佢哋去献上呢个祭牲。
Right, they're going through all the religious stuff, but they're still living the way they want to.
佢哋去做咗好多呢啲宗教上嘅礼仪仪式。但是他们的生活仍然是过他们自己想要的生活。
Right, we might be going to church. We might be going to fellowship groups regularly or serving the Lord here and there.
你可能去回教会或者去参加不同的团契在不同的地方去侍奉。
We don't cause trouble. We're decent, moral human beings.
我们是挺不错的人，我们过一个好像一个挺道德的生活。
We might even have devotions.Pray and read the Bible regularly.
我们甚至乎可能是定时的祈祷、做灵修或者是看圣经。
But I'm the boss. I'm the boss of my life.
但你说我才是我生命的那个话事人。
I'll do what is best for me.
我会去做一些我认为最好的事。
You're just going through the routine. The routine of Christianity.
你只是做一些你基督徒日常会做的事。
You're not personally seeking the presence of God.
你不是寻求神的同在。
You do things so that God might be appeased to continue to bless you.
你做一些事想去叫神去喜悦，去继续去祝福你。
You're not really desiring to know him for himself.
你不是真的想去认识神自己。
God left the temple. The Babylonians demolished the temple to the ground.
神离开的圣殿，而这些巴比伦人就去摧毁了这个圣殿。
And as the story unfolds and continues, the Israelites came back, right, from exile, and they rebuilt the temple.
咁后来，以色列人从这个流放之后，翻翻去以色列，去到重建这个圣殿。
What happened?There was no glory, no glory in the temple.
他们重建这个圣殿之后，神的荣耀并没有在当中。
There was no Ark of the Covenant, no Shekinah glory presence of God.
没约柜在当中，没神的荣耀在当中。
You see, our problem is huge.
你看到我们的问题。
We will not.Be totally consecrated.
我们不要完全的去将自己去献上。
We cannot come up with what we really need to invite the presence of God into our lives.
我们并不能够去用一些东西去使到邀请到神的同在在我们的生命里面。
In other words, no one is wholly devoted to God.
换句话讲，就是没人是完全的去向神去委身。
No one has a heart of pure integrity.
Sorry, can you repeat?
No one has a heart of pure integrity solely living for the Lord.
没人的心是完全的正直，是单单为神而活。
And so let me ask you, are we lost then? Are we stuck?
那我们就是不是就是这样是流失了呢？就是这样是卡在中间呢?
What's the promise part in getting the presence of God?
在当中的应许在哪里呢?怎样得到神的同在?
Well, centuries later, a man shows up. A man shows up in the temple precincts, the empty temple, and there's no glory, no glory of God in the temple.
在几百年之后,一个人在这个圣殿的里面,一个没有神的荣耀的圣殿。
And when that man shows up, do you know what he says? He points to himself.
嗰个人讲乜嘢呢？佢指住自己话
，And he says, tear this temple down, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again.
佢话将呢个圣殿去拆毁，三日之内我会将佢再起翻。
He was talking about himself.
佢讲紧佢自己。
That was Jesus.
嗰个人就系耶稣基督。
And do you know what he was saying that day?
你知唔知佢嗰日讲紧啲乜嘢咧？其实
，I am the bridge between heaven and earth.
佢话我就系嗰个天堂同埋地面上边嗰个桥梁。
I am the temple.
我就系嗰个圣殿。
I'm the bridge over the chasm, the gap between the sinner and the living God.
佢话我就系神同埋罪人之间嗰个裂口嘅桥梁。
You see, Jesus was the only man who ever loved God with all his heart, soul, strength, and mind.
耶稣基督就系唯一一个人，佢系全心全意尽性尽力去爱神嘅。
He's the only human being who ever totally, wholeheartedly was devoted to God the Father.
耶稣基督是唯一一个人，他全心全意向神父神去委身。
Jesus was absolutely and completely consecrated.
耶稣基督是完全绝对的将自己献上。
And he's the only one who had what the book of Hebrews says, the holiness without which no one will see the Lord.
耶稣基督就是希伯来书所讲的，他说非圣洁没有人能见主。
You see, Jesus obeyed God perfectly.
耶稣基督完全的去信服神。
Jesus deserved to be forever in the presence of God.
耶稣基督配得有永远有神的同在。
But what did he get for 30 plus years of living perfectly for the Lord?
在过了三十几年完全是为神而活的生活之后，他得到了什么呢？
When he was on that cursed cross, he got the absence of God.
他在那个被咒诅的十架上面，他得到什么呢？就是说神的不同在。
We hear those familiar words, my God.My God, why have you forsaken me?
耶稣基督说，我的神，为什么要离弃我呢？
You see, his blood was being shed for manipulators like you and me.
他的血就是为了你和我那些想去控制神的人而流的。
You see, Jesus got the absence you and I deserve for all our ways that we just use God.
我哋尝试去利用神，我哋所配得嘅系神嘅唔同在，但系耶稣基督已经担当咗。
But as you and I trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the promise of the Spirit of God dwells in us.
我哋凭住信心去相信耶稣基督佢嘅工作嘅时候，这个圣灵应许嘅圣灵。神的同在就在我们当中。
If you have faith, if you believe today in a personal work of Christ, you are united to Christ.
如果你有信心，你是相信的时候，你是跟神耶稣基督是联合。
He's the new temple, and you're united to him. That means you're part of the new temple.
耶稣基督就是那个新的圣殿。如果你跟他联合的时候，你就是这个圣殿的一部分。
That means you can seek his presence. He's dwelling in you.
即是说你可以寻求他的同在，他是在你的里面。
And you can be changed. And you can live your life for the glory of God.
你就能够去被改变，是为了神的荣耀而去生活。
I'm out of time, so you have to come back next time to see how that looks.What does that look like? We'll see that next time.
我们下一次会再看看是这样的什么意思。
Father, we thank you for your word and for the challenges that are there for us.
天父，我们感谢你的话语，就是你摆开我们生命上面的挑战。
We know, Lord, that for many of us, the Chronicles portion of the Old Testament is not a very familiar part of the Bible for us.
我们知道历代志在旧约圣经里面对我们来说好像很挺陌生。
But just like the other parts, it has a richness in it of knowing you.
但我们知道好像其他的圣经的部分一样，当中能够去丰富的可以认识你。
It tells us what we need.
它让我们看到我们所需要的。
It tells us about the purpose for our living.
它让我们看到生命的目的。
Oh Lord, certainly we're in uncomfortable, unpleasant times.
主要没错，我们是过紧一个时间，是一个令人不舒服的时间。
But help us not to fall into the trap of seeking to tame you.
但求主你叫我们不要跌入一个陷阱，要去控制你。
But to be patient and to trust you, even in adversity.
但叫我们在困境里面，我们仍然有耐心要去相信你。
Because your presence gives us a might, a strength that the world cannot understand.
因为你的同在给我们有能力，这个能力是不是这个世界可以明白的。
Grant us that strength, that courage of your presence in the life of your people.
求主你俾你嘅子民有你嘅同在，有呢个勇气同埋呢个能力。
And grant us the peace that surpasses understanding.
俾我哋呢个平安系超越一切嘅所想。
So that we can honor you in our living.
以致我哋嘅生命能够去尊崇你。
We ask that now in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名义求，阿门。